Well, good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. I am a talk show host, TV personality, coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, and the founder of Nothing But Good News New World Media. I am also the originator of the Vision Program, specializing in developing sustainable long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. I personally have a strong desire to affect change, as I myself rose from a life of meager existence as a single parent to a life of bounty and joy. You know, in this age of soundbites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. The principles that you'll hear here are based on you living your remarkable life, which is the foundation for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all of the work that gets delivered. I personally am dedicated to bringing high-quality information to you, the public, through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. I'm also very happy to say that I'm a cast member of The Journey, a movie that was released in December 2010 starring Brian Tracy, Bob Proctor, and a host of other wonderful cast members. It was released in December 2010, and I'm very happy to say that I'm currently filming and helping to co-produce the sequel, Embrace the Journey, which is set to release late this year. Some really exciting stuff going on. And I will tell you, make sure you have your calendar open because I have a bunch of great, great, great events to tell you about today, this show. You know, before we get on to our guest, and I truly am very, very excited about my guest who's going to be on today, who's a remarkable, remarkable businessman. And he's going to bring you some great insight and some great wisdom. But before I get to him, I want to share with you today's G-Note. For most of you that listen to the show, you know that a G-Note is a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. It's a simple little note of motivation and inspiration, something to give you something to think about. Today's G-Note simply says, dear friend, embrace every moment. Embrace every moment. What a great way to be in life by embracing, yes, embracing every moment. You know what I like to do? Is I'd like to embrace this moment, and I'd like to share with you who our guest is today. Our guest today is the one and only Bill Walsh, and again, I'm so happy to have him here today. And what we're going to talk about today is success beginning within. And in order to live up to one's potential, they must realize how to tap into inner strength. Yes, you, me, everyone. We were born to live a life filled with wonder and magnificence because that is who you / we are. Reclaim your power, your motivation, your joy, your sense of self, your life of infinite possibilities. And it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. As a successful venture capitalist, marketing expert, and international entrepreneur, Bill Walsh helps people understand specifically what it takes to achieve even greater success. I'd like to welcome Bill Walsh to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Candy, how are you?
Oh, so happy to hear your voice and so happy
so glad,
to
so
share.
Glad to be here, actually. Thanks for all you're doing.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so happy to share you with my listening audience. You know, we had an opportunity to spend some time together this summer, and I will tell you, I truly, truly, truly was impressed and honored with the information that you had to share. So I'm happy to have you here and to share some stuff. You're going to be in town soon.
I'm in town. We'd like to give away a bunch of free gifts. I think I'm going to be there on the 28th.
That's right.
At the Embassy Suites right off of 17th Street. So anybody that wants to come, we'll give them all free gifts.
That's awesome. And we've been letting folks know. We've certainly been letting folks know. So let's give them a little taste of Bill Walsh so they know what they're going to get when they come out and see you. Bill, a little bit of your background. Can you share that with the listening audience?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, born in Chicago, right in the south side of Chicago. So I certainly wasn't born in any super wealthy family. But right out of high school, I went was a trader, from trading to real estate, and from real estate into startups. So I spent most of my career in the 90s helping new companies launch their products and services all over the world. At the year 2000, I said, why keep doing it for all these companies? We can do it for, you know, instead of one company, do it for all these companies at the same time. We launched a new product called Successfolio, which was like a business in a box. And it came with your marketing website. We teamed up with some really cool companies. One was a company called GoDaddy, the other one, Franklin Covey. And we gave people a complete business plan in a box with marketing strategies, with a website, with a way to get totally organized and become more efficient. And then we teamed up with a group called the Learning Annex. They began to sell that product for us all over the world. Very fortunate from there, we launched a training course called Rainmaker, which today is one of the most intensive 2.5-day business programs on the planet. help people launch or grow or find a business or, you know, if they're in transition, what the next step in their life is supposed to be. And then from that, we launched a venture fund and then an organization called Wynn University, where we get together three times a year, fund companies, start charities, and help lots of people. And that brings us up to today. You know, so now I'm very blessed to travel around the world, have people grow their companies, give them lots of great ideas on how to get capital for your business, how to get marketing partners, how to do joint ventures, how to make money online and offline. And at the end of the day, it really has become a journey to serve other people. And it's really been lots of fun. And the fact that when you know in your heart you've got a lot of the answers that most people are looking for and they just don't know where to find, that really has been a big passion. So with that, we've now opened up in Germany and Switzerland and all over Europe and Canada and the U.S. And now we just opened just this last 2 months, Australia. You know, so obviously there's a great time to be an entrepreneur. And really, we help people bring out their greatest entrepreneur inside. And that's one of the events we'll do down there. It's called our Vision to Wealth event, where we'll help people do some great networking, meet some amazing people, give them lots of great ideas on how to get capital, how to grow their business. And then, of course, the last part is really, what does it take to really win in today's economy? And that, if you said, you know, how could you sum this up in a couple minutes? I mean, every business owner needs the edge. And what we do is we give companies the edge to win and succeed in business.
And I would imagine the edge is a host of different things. Is that a true statement?
It is. It really is. I mean, it's really understanding, first of all, that you need to find your path and your purpose. You need to be on vision. I don't believe in motivation. I believe if you motivate a bunch of idiots, what do you have? A bunch of motivated idiots. You know, I think people require education today. They require to be inspired. They need to be a part of a team and a culture. And if you look at the most successful brands in the last 15 years, companies like Google, companies like Zappos or Facebook or now Groupon, they've all done something extremely well. They've all created what are called active communities. And so we've done it in really in a big way is that we've created an active community of entrepreneurs that are all committed to helping each other play at a higher level, create even more success, and win as a team. And that I think, is a significant difference for most business owners because most entrepreneurs are out there trying to make it all happen by themselves. And I'll tell you, that's a pretty tough go in the marketplace today. You've got to be a part a truly energized, active community and understand the power of joint ventures and great relationships to truly win and succeed in business.
You know, and I couldn't agree with you more. You know, and we hear this music. That music means we're going to head off to commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about what that means to be a part of an energized community and how do we do that with our big companies and our little companies and, hey, the little one-man, you know, mom-and-pop shops. Hey, you're listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, and we'll be right back with Bill Walsh.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet offers schedule all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Track your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Candy G.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. Now, before we get back to Bill Walsh, I want you to pull out your calendars and I want you to mark down some dates. We've got some great stuff going on. This upcoming Thursday, September 22nd, starting at 6 o'clock, the Women of the Roundtable, the Women of the Roundtable Charitable Foundation, and the Networking Knights of Broward County present Luau for Charity, which is a quarterly mixer which will benefit the Children's Diagnostic and Treatment Center, one of our favorite charities. They do some amazing work. I will be there. Come on out. It's going to be a great event. We'll have dinner. We'll network. I promise you, this is my favorite networking organization. Just go check out the womenoftheroundtable.com or give me an email, and I'll make sure you get all of the info. Also, Friday night, writer-director Tom Shadyac, who was recently seen on Oprah. He is the producer of the documentary I Am. There will be a special free screening of I Am, the documentary. Tom Shadyac will be in town, and that's at the Gusman Theater downtown. And then on Saturday, Coleman Barks will be here, and he is the poet and translator of Rumi. He is a foremost authority on Rumi. There will be a whole entire Rumi event with Coleman Barks. I will have Tom Shadyac and Coleman Barks both here with me on the radio on Thursday, and of course we will mention it and let you know again and again that next on Wednesday the 28th, come join me as I join Bill Walsh for his Vision to Wealth event, and it's going to be a free event, and it's the Embassy Suites in Fort Lauderdale, starting at 6 o'clock. Bring lots and lots of business cards. You know, Bill, before we went to commercial break, we were talking about this whole energized community thing. How do you take that? Let's start with just one concept. How do you take that and take that to just the single person who's an entrepreneur or a larger company? How do you perceive that piece happening?
When you say, how do you perceive, help them really understand the vision of where they're going?
Exactly. Like what you mean by, I know what I mean by, but listening to what you have to say, being part of an energized community. Those were your words.
Here's the big difference. If you think about it, I've never seen a Super Bowl franchise team ever win by themselves, right? One of the greatest parts of the story is if you research a company or an organization, really, it's the 49ers organization in San Francisco that's been very successful in NFL. They've won 3 Super Bowl franchises. When you go into their corporate office and you actually enter the stadium on the corporate side, there's only one thing there when you walk in. There's a trophy case, and it's got 3 Super Bowl trophies inside, and it says specifically, teams win. And when they won the Super Bowl, literally every employee that was part of that DeBartolo organization all became part of the Super Bowl franchise winning team, and they all received Super Bowl rings. You see, because what you're going to find is that when you're out there in the marketplace and you're trying to do this stuff by yourself, it gets pretty lonely. But when you're surrounded by an energized community that really cares, that is really committed to you becoming more successful, and when you come to the community not asking what can you get, but truly asking what can you give to increase the value of the community, it is amazing how the universe will yield to your belief system.
What do you think is the biggest thing that holds folks back today?
If you said the biggest thing that holds people back is, I believe it's lack of purpose. It really sounds crazy, but I think it's really sad today that when our kids are growing up, we can't wait to help them with their science project. We can't help to do this or help to do that. What you'll find is that most successful leaders, they are totally on path and on purpose, which means they have a definiteness of purpose in terms of where they're at and where they're going. And because people get distracted so often, it's so easy. You know, if you want to become more successful, it's simple. Turn off the TV. You know, turn off all the garbage. Turn on positive programs like what you have here that is truly about inspiring people to help them step up and become what they know they already are. They might just need some help to get there. But when people are truly on path and purpose where they're really in alignment with who they are, it's amazing how they become so much more powerful. They become what I call intuitive performers.
You know, it's interesting. I had a conversation with a young gentleman today. Somebody came by my office. He needed to take care of something for me. He was a service provider. And he came by today, and actually, I hope he's listening. Because I told him to make sure he turned on the radio and listened to you and I today. And one of the things... Well, yeah, right, exactly. I know, it's amazing. And And I was talking to him, and somehow we got into a conversation about life and what he was doing and what would he be doing. And his whole conversation, there was a lot of pushback about, well, the way the world is today, I just can't open my own business. The way the world is today, there's nothing out there that I can do. And as I was trying to open up his heart and his mind to other possibilities that, you know, what is it that you would really like to do? Because I truly believe when you find that passion, you find that purpose, you can turn it into a business. You can do something that you absolutely love to do that's extraordinary. And so
the funny thing is I do believe that it's a program that people are running that, you know, they want you to be negative. They want you not to realize the opportunity. I mean, if you think about the biggest brands in the world, most of them are less than 20 years old. The biggest companies in the world are less than 20 years old. The number one brand in the world, Google, it's less than 16 years old. You know, so when they don't believe that it's possible, they're beginning to believe the negative press. I mean, Groupon's only 2.5 years old, but they're doing $70 million a month.
That's amazing. It's an amazing number. You know, my youngest daughter, she's a junior in college, and I was helping moving her to college last month, and she moved off campus, and we went to her favorite tea shop, and she was talking to a friend there, and she was saying, hey, I saw that you're not taking classes this semester. What's going on? And her friend said, well, the economy is so bad, there's no reason for me to finish school. I'm just going to wait until the economy gets better so that I can hopefully find a job at that point in time. It's a big wow, because what's happening is we're dumbing down our society, because every time you turn on mainstream media, it's saying what isn't happening, and it's crazy making. It's crazy making because
you know that we live in one of the wealthiest countries with some of the dumbest people, right?
Yeah, I do know.
I mean, the other big stat for you is that the lowest per capita income homes in this country all have the biggest televisions.
I say that all the time. I'm in agreement with you there. And it's the folks who are the most successful have the biggest libraries, and the ones that aren't are the ones with the big screen TVs. And I promise you.
The question is, Candy, and this is what we'll address that night at the Vision of Wealth, is that how do we change that for the guy that came into your store that just doesn't believe it's possible? How do we change that for people to think, well, maybe I shouldn't go finish college, when it's funny, Warren Buffett says the best investment you'll ever have is in yourself, right? So when you begin to hear the mainstream media, which loves keeping the country pretty stupid, because that really is one of their goals, I believe, when in reality it should be more along the lines of, what can I do during these most challenging times to have the greatest opportunity? Well, you no longer live in a local economy. You live in a global economy. You no longer sell products in Nashville, Tennessee. When you open up in Nashville, Tennessee, you are now in the global marketplace to offer your products and services. So when you begin to think bigger, bigger things are going to happen for you. They simply have to believe that, because, you know, the only cage that Houdini couldn't get out of was the one that was unlocked.
I hear you. And, you know, you asked the question, what can we do? And one of the things I will say is, you know, I take the things that I've learned. I've been studying thought transformation for the last 35 years. I know what it takes to come from nothing and to build something and to hold on to the power of your belief and stay focused on it. That's the thing that I go out and teach to other companies and corporations. And what's happening is, because I stay focused on what I want to create and I don't look at what's going on, my business continues to unfold and to grow and expand, as does my husband's and his business. We both own our own companies, and his business is one that tends to get a pretty bad reputation for being able to grow and to become. He's in the airline industry, and he owns a couple of airlines and a trucking company, and it's all cargo and logistics. But the fascinating thing is they're thriving, and they're absolutely thriving because of the fact that they have exactly what you're talking about, an energized community, and know how to stay focused on where they're going. Everybody with a crystal clear picture of the end game. And I think when you said, what can we do for those folks, especially that young man, I hope he's listening, is can continue to put information out there, and hopefully somebody will hear, yes, I believe this is true. Teach me how.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, they have to have a belief system that changes, but they've become so programmed listening to all this garbage that you've heard that saying, garbage in, garbage what?
I got it. Garbage out.
Yeah, but it's not garbage out. For the most part, it's garbage in and garbage stays.
There you go.
And where it stays, it begins to pollute. And that's right. What I think is happening to the youth of tomorrow, and realize that, you know, they're the most brilliant commodity that we have is our kids. And if we don't begin to reinvest in education, I mean, true education that moves people down a path of investing in their path and purpose and really becoming entrepreneurs, and it's okay to be successful, we're going to wind up with the laziest group of people on the planet. And that really has become a part of the challenge that this economy is facing, is that, you know what, they believe it's okay just to simply receive instead of changing the mindset that says, not only we'll be more than happy to help you, but you have to be willing to get off the couch.
I hear you. You know, it's interesting. There was a news report. I just happened to see a clip of it online today where President Clinton talked about the fact that it's going to be at least 5 years until we're in recovery. And I think I think that reports like that are very scary, because it will get folks to spend more time just sitting and saying, I guess I'm just going to sit and wait like this young lady in the tea shop. If there's nothing out there for me, why try?
Yeah, and why try? And that's where the wake-up call has to come in, that says, you know what, this is a great time. While everybody else is lazy and complaining and bitching and moaning, this is a great time to step up outside your comfort zone, do something you absolutely believe in, because I'll promise you something, that there's nothing wrong with failing. I have failed so many times. I've been broke and I've been wealthy, and I can promise you, broke sucks. But when you start to really understand that if you can provide great value in the marketplace, if you're an expert in some space, there is unlimited opportunities for you if you're willing to put the work and the time and the effort behind creating value in the marketplace, because the marketplace will reward you beyond anything you could ever imagine.
You know, it's interesting. You know, you talk about, losing your way to success. I heard a great quote last week. It says, losers lose once, but winners lose many times. Hey, you're listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. We're going to head off to another commercial break, and we're going to come back because Bill Walsh has so much great brilliance to share with us. We'll be right back.
Amerijet, your best choice for shipping personal and commercial goods to the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. With daily all-cargo service to more destinations than any other carrier, Amerijet provides the services you need. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. All-cargo services to Trinidad, Barbados, Haiti, Dominica Republic, Mexico, Guyana, and Jamaica. 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website, amerijet.com.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Candy G.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is Candy G, and I told you to put those calendars out. We have so many great events. An inspired evening featuring two renowned pianists and composers, Michael J. Battle and Dom Lampazzoni. Don, sorry about that. I always trip over that one. Promises to be a rare and magical experience to remember. It's a fundraiser for the American Red Cross. It takes place on Thursday, October 27th, and that's in the evening, and it's in Fort Lauderdale. If you'd like more information, that's 954-772-1800, or email me, candyg@candyg.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G. And just so that you know, I will be emceeing the event, and it will be a lot of fun. So put that one on your calendar and keep listening, because you're going to hear more about that one. You know, Bill, before we went to break, and we're just talking about those things that are really holding people back. And I agree with you that people really need to get educated and understand that there are things that you can do to create the kind of life that you want to have. And you really do have some remarkable stuff and some remarkable events coming up. But one of the things that I would like to do, and we'll talk about all the things you're doing and how folks can find you, but I would like to start at one little tiny spot. Let's say the young gentleman that I was talking to today is listening, and he's going, all right, I hear you. I hear you both, and I want to believe the way you believe that I can go out and make my mark and make something for myself. What is the first thing you would tell him to do?
The first thing I would tell him to do is really sit down and just take a take about a half-hour break and ask himself a better question in terms of what specifically would they like to be doing. Now, what would it really look like for them to be in a place where they were doing something they absolutely love to do? Because I always ask people this specific question: what is it that you absolutely love to do? And if you, maybe you're not sure, but if you have an idea, this is something I really like to do. And then you got to ask the second question: is there a market opportunity attached? In other words, you can say I love to really push sand around, right? Well, you know, there's a lot of beaches you can go push some sand, but there's no market opportunity attached to that. But you've got to figure out something that you truly love to do that brings you a lot of joy and happiness in your life, but also where there's an opportunity attached to it as well. And then the second question that goes along with that is that what is it you have to do until you can do what you want to do, right? What are the things you'll have to do? So if you've got a job, I don't tell people quit your job and go live your dreams. No, I say begin to work harder on your dreams than you do on your job, and your dreams will begin to work harder on you. So I make them understand that it takes a little bit of time to build a real business. So if it takes you a couple years, be willing to get committed for 2 years to go have that success. And then it's really, are they willing to pay the price in advance? Because if they're not, then just stay where you're at. Because if you're not willing to step outside that comfort zone, put the time and the effort into it, you're going to fail anyway.
So, and I hear you, and hopefully he's listening too. And I believe, like you believe, is that find that thing that you love to do. You know, it's interesting. I mentioned my husband's in aviation, and his company he's had for close to 40 years. And what's interesting is all he ever wanted to do was fly. He just wanted to fly, and he could not get a job. He couldn't get a job flying for who he wanted to fly for. And so he turned around and borrowed an airplane to ferry cargo and started his own company. And he's still around close to 40 years later and doing remarkable things. We're talking offices in every country in the world. I mean, it's extraordinary. And was still with the passion and the heart. And it's really, really, really amazing. And I know in my own life, there's a place where my passion is to just make a difference. And every day I work hard towards that. You know, you said something earlier about being in a place of where can you give, and that your dreams will just sort of come to you. And that is exactly what I found to be true. Every day I ask, how can I serve? How can I help? How can I make a difference? How can I share information and make a difference? How can I help educate? The more I ask that question, the more those things come back to me in return. What are the things, what drives you? I say that because my next question is, what drives you? What drives Bill Walsh?
Well,
to do all the things you're doing.
For your guy that's in Florida, that, you know, one of the things that's really important is just be open. You know, instead of always having that, you know, well, this is all that I can be, or this is all that's going to happen, or the universe is happening on me, just be open to believe that we live in a universe that's loaded with miracles. And you just never know what can happen when you show up. So one of the things I really push people on doing is that just show up. You might not want to be at that event. You might not want to drive down there. You might not want to. It's just like working out. Everybody wants to be in shape, but nobody wants to go to the gym, right?
Right.
But a big part of success is the fact that you have to show up in everything that you do in your life. And if you don't show up and you're not present, then you're going to get what the others that do hustle leave behind, said a smart man, Abraham Lincoln, right? And so for me, what drives me is that I've gotten to a point in my life that I'm just so inspired to watch other people succeed. I love the fact that when someone comes through one of our Rainmaker courses or goes onto our webinars or downloads the DVDs or buy, I have a brand new book coming out in December called The Obvious. You know, so when they get the book and they say that one chapter impacted my life, I think it's really awesome the fact that I know in my heart that I can truly make a difference and help other people. You know, so for me, it's giving back, making a difference, and really at a really high level, it's spending quality time with my kids. I mean, I spoke in Vegas on Thursday. I was in Scottsdale on Friday, Sacramento Saturday morning. and caught a jet right back to Chicago so I could catch my son playing the Under the Lights game Saturday night. You know, so it's really having your priorities straight and really understanding that one of the greatest gifts you'll have in your life is quality time with quality people. And ask yourself that every day, you know, am I really spending quality time with quality people? And if you're not, then move them out of your space because they don't deserve your space.
Well, you know, I'm taking a look at some of the things you've got going on at this event. You're talking about showing up for the event. And I'm hoping this young man is listening. And I will tell you, I was very impressed by him today. It was a service-type job, what he did for me. And he really, really cared about what he was doing. And you could tell he's looking for that place where, you know, how is it, I as a young person, how can I make my life be more? And if you come to this Vision to Wealth Success Showcase, a whole host of things, free admission, free prizes, executive networking, joint ventures, media secrets, career opportunities, business networks, learn how to start a business, create instant cash flow, win lifestyle retreats, monetize relationship capital, become super organized, create your success plan. There's a whole host of wonderful things that you've got going on at this event, and that's
going
to be in.
Plus, you know, what's really important, Candy, is that Candy's going to be there also. Forget all those bullet points, man. The fact that you're going to be there is outstanding and amazing. And obviously, just so we make sure they've all got the date, it's the 28th of September, so I believe that they. I think it's a Wednesday night, and it's going to be at the Embassy Suites on 17th Street. It starts around 6 o'clock, and we do have a website. If you want to give out the website, it's actually visionevents360.com, visionevents360.com. You have to tell us when you get there that Candy sent you there because we got some special prizes. Just for everyone that says they came from the radio show, I've got a special gift for them that night when they get there, so make sure when you check in, you tell them Candy sent me, or you go online. There's comments on there telling them that Candy sent you. Because you're going to love it, and we're going to have some great stuff for you. So I just want to make sure they know that one of the most important things is that you're going to be there.
Oh, thank you. And I am definitely going to be there, and that's an absolute affirmation, confirmation. You can go ahead and hold on to that one. Yeah, and we've been letting folks know, and it really is great to have you in town. I told you that we spent some time together. You're on the movie set of Embrace the Journey. And you came out, and you are part of the cast, which I'm very happy to have you be part of the cast. It's really very exciting. Your contribution, your content was truly amazing. And I know that Dawn and Melinda Boyer also, you know, we've chatted several times about what you've really brought to this film and helped bring to this film. So I wanted to give you a big kind of shout out, yay, hooray, Bill. Thanks for coming out and being a part of that project. And
I'm glad to be a part of that project. I think that's an awesome project.
And I have had the great opportunity to really get an opportunity. You know, of course, we're going through footage now, and there's some really astounding stuff. And what you brought to the table, certainly Les Brown is there, Dee Wallace, a host of other folks part of this film. But there were some real surprises, some real surprise nuggets from folks that it just was amazing. It's like, wow, this is such great information. It's all going to be condensed and part of this great film, and we are going to have a premiere here in South Florida, and we'll let you know the dates, and we'll let you know where that's going to be, and whoa, we're going to have parties and all kind of happy goodness to go along with the film. So it's
that's
a great
incredible
thing. I think
we're going to have one in Vegas on December 5th, I think it is. We have our big Ultimate Success Camp going on that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So we throw a massive VIP party on the 4th, and then I believe if it all works out well, we're going to actually have a movie night that night on the 5th.
Oh, very fun. That's awesome. Awesome. Very fun.
Yeah, it'll be
great,
really cool.
Great. Good stuff is going to happen around this film. So, again, happy to have you part of that, and I'm pretty sure Donna Melinda's listening to the show because they listen a lot. So shout out to two of my favorite folks ever, Don and Melinda Boyer.
They are definitely rock stars.
They are rock stars in a big way, and I'm happy to call them partners and friends. So, you know, I read off all of these things that's going to be happening at this event. What's the event actually? What's it going to look like?
It's going to look like a fun check-in when you get there, and you get to actually do a bunch of networking and meet lots of great people. So I would highly recommend you bring some business cards, maybe even bring some brochures for your company. We'll have networking tables set up. If anybody has more than 10 guests there that night, we're going to give out success tables. These tables are normally $1,000 where you can literally set up all your products and your merchandise and advertise to our guests that are coming there. So as long as you have more than 10 guests at the event, we do the check-in at the beginning of the event. We have a success table session in an intermission of the event, and it's a great place to go actually set up your table and market your products and services to lots of our clients. So that's awesome. But you'll also get lots of great business education. You know, we'll take you from A to Z. What are the keys that it takes today to really build $1 million-plus-a-year company? You know, what does it look like from the ground up in terms of the money, the marketing, the online, the offline, the teams that are required, the systems that are required, the accountability programs that are required to truly win in business today? And I can tell you that, you know, as we told you, we have these events all over the world, and they're extremely well attended because we, as we launch our active community, right, this is our first event in South Florida, and we'll have these every couple of months down there where people can come out and be a part of a great active community. And here's the best part. It's all free. There's no charge for any of it. Just show up.
Great stuff. No, really, really, really great stuff. And it's exciting. You know, I don't know how much, you know, because it's an evening event, how much that you'll time that you'll have to share. But some of the things, I look at some of your speaking topics and some of the things that you do. What is this thing called the Millionaire Blueprint?
The Millionaire Blueprint really starts from the inside out, right? So it starts with realizing that every big dream, every big goal doesn't start with just an idea. It truly starts with a vision, right? So if you look at people like Steve Wynn, who's legally blind, but what does he really have? He has great vision. So it helps people understand, first of all, how do you tap into that really big vision? The second part is how do you actually build what we call a value proposition around the product or service that you offer? What is the value? In other words, why should somebody buy from you versus somebody else? What is it that gives your product or service so much value? I know when people attend our Rainmaker course, we'll give them 10 times the value they paid for the program because we're going to help them learn specifically what it takes to succeed in business today. And it's stuff they could never learn on their own because it's all practical application knowledge. And then, of course, once you have that in place, the next part of the equation is what does the business plan look like? Do you truly have a great business plan to win in business? Is it a business that you would write your last $1 million check to fund? Right? So do you truly believe in the work you've created to make that vision and make that value proposition become a reality in the marketplace? And that's just the beginning. And there's a number of more steps to this process, which we'll take you through a number of those that evening while you're there at the Vision to Wealth. We'll take you through, you know, what does it mean to be that great CEO? What is every system required today to actually win in business? And I mean websites that make money, how to use SEO, how to use social media. And then, of course, how do you become truly accountable? You know, how do you get all the negative people out of your life? How do you build a powerful mastermind group? How do you plug into systems and programs so that you literally get all the clutter out of your life and become super organized to win in business and win in life?
It is such going to be such an amazing evening, and I so look forward to being there. I know. You hear that music? That means we're going to head off to another commercial break. You are listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. Bill Walsh, you are a joy to have here. Don't go anywhere. We still have 20 minutes left to go. We'll be right back.
Amerijet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipments online and receive an instant discount. Amerijet website provides free quotes and online tracking to all its customers. Call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. Hey, this is Candy G, and I want you to know that part of my mission is truly to help others create their vision. You know, we've been talking about that a lot here today with Bill Walsh, but I feel that the true path to having the I vision my life with coaching
okay,
calls.
You kind of lost you there.
What's that?
I kind of lost you there for a second. What'd you say?
Are you still here? Are you
I'm
with
still
me?
Here, but I lost you. I couldn't hear you for some reason.
Okay. Well, just to hear, I was just sharing some information with the listening audience. So let me finish sharing this component, and then I'll get right back to you. So hold on with me. As I'm talking, okay. You know, Bill, I'm talking about my affordable new coaching and membership program. It's called I Vision My Life, with coaching calls, guest speakers, a community forum where people all over the world will be enhancing their lives, living the lives they dream. It hasn't launched yet, but if you go to ivisionmylife.com, you will see a preview site, and you'll get an opportunity to see what's up and coming. So, yeah, I love technology. Oh, you dropped off momentarily, but you're back, right? Hello?
Yeah, for some reason you, like, muted me off the phone. You muted me off the radio station for a minute. But let me also give you a plug while we're on this that, you know, guys, it really is a blessing to have you in my life, and the fact that you are so committed to helping other people, and it just shines so brightly from who you are as a person. And so if you're listening today, I don't care if it's a book, if it's a seminar, if you need a great speaker, Candy is someone that you absolutely want to have at your event, because she's not only going to uplift the spirits of the people that are there, she's going to help them absolutely understand what does it take to win in business and in life and play at a whole different level. So that's my plug for you, that I know you're doing so many great things. And if your listeners are online tonight, buy the book, attend the program, whatever she has she offers, you need to be there.
Yeah, I so appreciate that, Bill, and thank you. And one of the reasons I'm so excited to have you here today, because I feel the same way about you. When we spent time together doing the movie, and I said, here's a person that has real information to share, such authenticity. And for me, I'm committed to being out there and playing with folks that are like-minded like I am, that really, truly want to make a difference. And it's what I'm about, and thank you for that. I appreciate it. You know, we've still got a little bit of time today. Let's take a look at some keys to winning in business. What are some of those keys to winning in business?
I think when it comes to winning in business, one of the things that's really important is that you have to have a good plan, number one. You have to have a good system, number two. You also have to have a good team in place. I mean, if you really think about it, if you look at every company that's been successful, they all have great systems. I mean, you could never go into a McDonald's franchise after you've put in your $2 million and said, you know, I'm going to change the color of the arches. I'm going to go with blue. I mean, they would kick you out of the franchise, right? Well,
right.
The problem for most entrepreneurs is that they don't have a good regimen, right? They don't have a good protocol every day, what we call a DMO, or a daily method of operation, which means if I was to ask you a specific question today for your listeners, if you're a business owner today, if there was just one thing you could do every day, just one specific item or one task or one program every day, what would that item be that you would do that would give the greatest benefit to the bottom line of your business and increase your productivity? So if there was one activity every day you could do, what would that be? And for most businesses, it could be a different answer, right? But then I would say, what would the number two thing you could be do? So if here's number one, what's number two? The number two thing you do every day that would increase your bottom line, increase your productivity. And then if I said, what was the number three thing you could do? So if there was three things you could do every day in your company that are the most productive use of your time and they increase your bottom line, what would those three things be? You see, for most businesses, they don't know the answer to that. So when people attend like our course, like a Rainmaker course, we'll take you through and have you really own your day. What truly is the best use of your time within your brand and your company? And then the thing I'll also teach you, that to be really successful in business today, you'll find that millionaires, Candy, they delegate everything. So once you've got past those top three things and you're on your core list, I would teach you and show you and share with you how do you delegate the rest of everything else. Because if you're doing things outside the most productive use of your time, it means you're doing things that probably aren't the best use of your time. Does that make sense?
Not only does it make sense, you're talking about my life because of the fact when, you know, if you listen to my bio in the beginning, author, speaker, trainer, coach, radio host, producing movies, on and on and on and on and on. And somebody asked me the other day, what do you do? And I said, well, a host of things. And I explained it. And he looked at me and he said, do you run marathons too? And I said, no, actually, I'm training for triathlon. But the point is that most stuff I delegate. I am a master delegator. I have two homes I need to take care of. I have two dogs. I love to cook dinner for my wonderful husband. I love to take care of my family. There's those whole components. And I have the time to do the things that I want to do and build a business by delegating. I mean, master delegating, I think that is absolutely, absolutely a key thing. You know, the statistics say, you know, you talk about your vision to wealth event, how important it is to have a vision. And we're talking about the young gentleman that I know is listening and is going to come to the event because we're both going to be there. And I truly, truly do want him to come. And I know that having that thing that you want to do, your passion, your purpose, finding that thing that you want to focus on, staying focused on it, putting one foot in front of the other, walking down that road and getting the action steps in place, but staying relentlessly focused on what you want to create is such a master key. How do you share with folks to do that?
What I've found is that 85% of the population that joins the health club never shows up.
I know
what I've also
true.
Found is that 97% of those that hire a coach show up consistently. So if you want to be more successful in business and in life, hire a coach. And the stats are what the stats are, right? I mean, I have five or six coaches that I lean on for great advice and great wisdom, because anybody that tells you they have all the answers, run away. Nobody has all the answers. You're only as good as the team you surround yourself with. I had lunch with Bill Gates one time, and I said, man, everybody thinks you're so smart. He said, I'm not so smart. I just hire really smart people.
Sounds like you're talking about my husband.
Yeah, wherever you're at in your life or your business, or wherever you're at in your trek of creating more success or getting a business started, you know, ask yourself a very specific question. I believe it was Marilyn Savant, who's one of the smartest people in the world. I think her IQ is like 230 or something like that. And she said, with two questions, I can tell you exactly where you'll be in 5 years. And she said, number one, she said, tell me about the people that you spend your time with. And she said, number two, tell me about the books that you read. You know, and I go back to that because I think it's so important today, is that ask yourself a better question and the universe will give you better answers. You know, so ask yourself today, who are the people, the core people in your life you spend the most time with? And if you want to have more success, begin to spend time with more successful people. If you want to be a better athlete, begin to spend time with athletes. You know, that's really what's the known secret of success that most people don't tap into? Is that you're only as good as the team you surround yourself with.
And I know that's true. We've got one more segment to go. This has been great, great, great information. It's even going to be great, more better when we get Bill in front
more
of
better.
Us.
And even more amazing.
Yeah, in a few short days. Listen, we're going to go to our last commercial break. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all-cargo flights and provides service to all Caribbean island and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. Mark the calendar, September 28th, 6 o'clock at the Embassy Suites on 17th Street Causeway. Come and join me as I welcome Bill Walsh to South Florida with his Vision to Wealth Success event. So excited and so happy to have you here. You know, Bill, share some of your great success stories. Testimonials of folks that have been through your events, some of your success stories that you love to share.
You know, we have lots of those, but I mean, it really goes back to from the smallest of businesses to the biggest of companies I've worked with. So people just have a brand new idea. Some people have no idea. They come to our event. They got no business, no idea, but they know they were ready to make more money, right? Now people come through there and actually launch online businesses, offline businesses, where they're able to team up, do joint ventures, meet people. I mean, one of the clients I have in Southern California, they launched a company called Short Sell Pros 3 years ago. Now they're one of the biggest short sell companies in the country, doing just that, helping other people and serving others. And these were three strangers that met at our event, and because of the event, came all together at a much higher energy and wound up launching a super successful brand. Companies like the Mandalay Bay, where I coached them and worked with some of their top executive leaders and their teams, helped them understand what it means to be completely unified in their brand and their vision. You know, so it doesn't really matter what level the company's at. We've had companies, this is the last year, one of the membership sites that came through our program that now in less than a year have hit 300,000 customers. And more than 150,000 of those customers pay them a monthly fee every month. So, you know, we've got all kinds of really cool stories, but it doesn't matter where they're at. I've had Brian Tracy, Mark Victor Hansen, Les Brown, John Gray all come through a number of our courses saying, you've made a huge impact in my life and our business because you helped us really understand the value of the client and the experience versus just selling some books and tapes. So I can tell you that whether you have no business and you're, we call it a whiteboard customer trying to find something new, or you're a very established company looking for ways to tune up your revenue and your sales to be more productive and more efficient, we have something for everybody.
So a little bit more just about Bill. Let's find out a little bit more about you. What, there's so many great things that you get to do. What do you love most about what you do?
Obviously, I love most is serving others. I mean, really help people play at a much higher level. And, of course, you know, the lifestyle doesn't have some – it's got a lot of perks, too, but I love the fact that I get to always be at my kids' games. I always get to be the one that can make the games and be present for what they're doing. And the fact that I really do teach and believe that only quality time with quality people becomes a way of life. You know, and when you can really transition from spending time with only those that deserve your time versus those that need your time, you really do understand that life is for the living. I see so many people today, they're worried about dying. Why don't you get focused on living and succeeding versus just existing? And when I can empower people to do that and step through that space, wow, it's unbelievable. And the value that it gives back to me is priceless.
When you talk about things like scheduling or constructing or putting together your perfect day, what do you mean by that?
I literally teach a process, and we'll teach this that night. It's called 10 before 10. So what you do is literally every night before you go to bed, you'll write out the 10 most important things that you actually have to accomplish by tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. And then what starts to happen is that literally you begin to manifest and put those things in motion where you have no option except to get those things done and get all the negative stuff out of the way. I think I see this so often in people that they're so busy being busy, they stop and forget what it takes to truly be productive. And so when you can really map that out the night before, number one, you're going to sleep better. Number two, you're going to have a lot more success because you're so much more in alignment as to who you are and where you're going. And it's amazing, once again, how the universe begins to yield when you come from that place of power, you come from that place of presence and service.
What's the thing that that you want folks most to get from hearing you on this radio show today?
Know that everybody has the opportunity to win. I mean, I was not born with millions of dollars. I was born on the south side of Chicago. We didn't have any money. And I think it's really important that if you are persistent, if you're consistent, if you'll put the ethic, the work ethic behind it, if you'll truly, truly come from a place of service and helping other people, that you are absolutely destined to win. And win and success and wealth and happiness is different for every person listening today. But I do know for a fact that when you come from a place of service and truly help others at a high level, I can tell you that it's a priceless feeling that the universe will give back to you. And that really is, I guess there's a message that it's okay to be successful. It's great to serve others, and it's possible.
So, you know what I know is that all of us, we have this small, still place that we hold inside of our heart, you know, that motivates us to do the things that we do. What is that one thing that you would really like others to know about Bill Walsh?
That I truly care more about their success than probably they do. You know, for the clients that I work with, the people that come through our courses, I don't believe that you meet somebody one time. I believe you meet for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And I'm committed long-term to help people succeed, because the more successful they are, the larger our brand and my vision becomes on a global scale.
So when you refer to success, what is your definition? What's Bill's definition of success?
Bill's definition of success is that you're serving the masses, that you're doing a great job of serving others, and you're creating so much value in the marketplace that people think you're nuts.
And so to come and spend some time with Bill Walsh and myself, September 28th at Embassy Suites in Fort Lauderdale from 6 to 9, it's the Vision to Wealth Success Showcase. And to register, and it's a free event, just go to visionevents360.com, visionevents360.com. And I really encourage you to come out and spend the evening with us, because this is got a feeling this is not going to be your ordinary evening event. And I will tell you, I'm truly, truly very excited about being there. So,
plus it's going to be a lot of fun.
Right, I love fun.
Bring some business cards, dress for success, bring your best smile, and come there with an open heart and an open mind to really, really, really be empowered to have even more success, have more fun, and meet some great people.
What are some of your upcoming events? What are you doing beyond...
We have so many events. I mean, this week alone, we're in Chicago Wednesday night. We're in New York on Monday night. We have our speaker camp this weekend in Chicago for people that like to sell from the platform and be great speakers. And if you're interested in making 10 grand an hour or more, it's a great workshop for you. New York on Monday, Orlando on Tuesday, Fort Lauderdale on Wednesday. Then I go right from there to Sydney, Australia. So it'll be Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane. Come home, do a big event in New York, our Rainmaker event in New York, October 23 to 25, back to Sydney, and then we open up Zurich, we open up Munich, Germany. So, so the next 3 months are really nonstop until December 10th, where I take a month off and just kind of go relax and spend some quality time with my kids.
That's awesome. And so in order to keep that kind of a schedule, I'm sure you take extraordinarily good care of yourself.
I do. I believe that, you know, what you put in is what stays in, and so I do my very, very best to drink lots of nutritional drinks. I take lots of vitamins. I make it a goal to play basketball 2 to 3 times a week. And, of course, it really is, once again, it goes back to that, you know, what are you putting in all the way around? Because, you know, to really play at that level, because I only sleep about 4 or 5 hours a night, so I truly stay very inspired, laser-focused, and in total alignment with who I am and where I'm going.
That's awesome. You know, Bill, you hear that music? That means we're winding up the show. It's so happy to have you here. You can come on back anytime. You have great stuff to share. We love you here at Nothing But Good News Radio. Thank you so much. We'll see you on the 28th of September at the Embassy Suites at 6 o'clock. Come join me there. It'll be a great, great, great evening. So thank you again, Bill. Hey, this is Candy G. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, it's Candy G. You know what I want you to do? Just get on out there and live life like you mean it. Bye for now.